The evil that won't go away. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Doctors still don't know what North Korea did to American student Otto Warmbier.
His neurological condition can be best described as a state of unresponsive wakefulness.
But seeing his condition after his release from captivity this week was another reminder of North Korea's unforgiving brand of hero worship.
Everything is about the great leader. Television program, every newspaper article.
Suki Kim, a Korean-American, spent 6 months in North Korea teaching English to elite students. But she was really gathering information for her latest book about life in a country where everyone learns to lie. For example, she once assigned her students to write an essay about Mark Zuckerberg.
The next class, every one of them had changed their essay topic. The new essay topics were all about evils of America.
Then there was the day she happened to mention that there was a tunnel connecting England and France.
And they would be like, what about the ocean? And I would say, there is actually a train because you can build a tunnel and there will be a silence. Because they've all been told their country is the best in the world. And clearly, their country is not.
And that's one of the reasons she thinks it would be unrealistic for us to attack North Korea. Because even if Kim Jong-un was overthrown, trying to combine South Korea with a population in the North that's been stunted for 70 years?
It's not as simple as, will two Koreas unify one day and live happily ever after? What about 25 million people who've been born and raised in this system?
Author Suki Kim. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.